Good morning to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Iraqi officials say three female suicide bombers blew themselves up in front of thousands of Shiite pilgrims, killing at least 68 people and wounding more than 160 others. The worshippers were taking part in an annual march to a holy shrine. It was the second straight day Shiite pilgrims taking part in the march were targeted. In Turkey, two bombings have killed at least 17 people and injured more than 150 others. You're looking at some dramatic video that was taken by a cell phone just as one of the explosions went off. There has been no claim of responsibility, but Istanbul's governor calls it an act of terror. A Knoxville, Tennessee church congregation is mourning two of its members who were killed when an armed man opened fire inside the church on Sunday. The suspect is 58-year-old Jim Atkinson, who is being held on $1 million bail. It doesn't appear that Atkinson was a member of the church, and the FBI is still investigating whether the attack was a hate crime. In California, a wildfire burning out of control near Yosemite National Park has destroyed a dozen homes and is now threatening some 2,000 others. More than three dozen buildings have burned and nearly 200 people have been evacuated. More than 26,000 acres have burned since the wildfire began on Friday. The Dark Knight is breaking records left and right. The latest Batman flick took in $300 million in just 10 days. The previous speed record was set in 2006 by Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest. That took in $300 million, but it took 16 days to do it. The Dark Knight has already broken records for best opening weekend and best single day performance. Please stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we're going to have updates right here throughout the day.